Previously on the Lutrec Show.
Ethics, like anything else, is a makeup of the captain who's in command of a ship. Mm-hmm. From Kirk to Pike to whoever, okay? It's all part of the breeding effect of what a captain is and how he tackles or how he looks at those rules of ethics. Even in the Klingon Empire, there is a certain set of things that you don't cross.
Sure.
Okay, even among Klingons, even among Romulans, there's certain things that you just don't do.
Yep.
Okay, and what we're going to discuss is the Equinox, but we're also just going to look at the general ethics. And then you got poor Equinox, who could barely warp from one sector to the other without having to stop off at several star bases at a time. Even the 2 years that they've been out there, they've been on emergency rations almost the whole time.
Sure.
Where Voyager has had the facilities to create its own galley, create its own food, and everything else. So, yeah. I'm not saying Ransom's position is the best one to be in, but at the same time, the argument is basically a double-edged sword. Okay, how far do you take the Prime Directive to survive?
They wouldn't want to. They can get home earlier. They're not going to want to sit on Voyager and take a long time to get home. That's okay. The problem. They could have stopped it right here and now, made peace with these things. Well, sorry, we'll never do it again. But, no, they want to get home earlier, so they're willing to continue. And now, not only are they willing to continue, now they're going to sell out Voyager. Voyager came to their rescue. That's what our audience didn't see this, but we did. You know, Max is in the engineering room downloading information on the multi-phasic thingy-dingy. And now, they're trying to make it so Voyager is alone out there while they continue on to do more killing. So even if they were justified now, they're not as weak as they were before. They're a little stronger now that Voyager's there, so there's no reason to continue. But now they're trying to double-cross Voyager, which is usual. You get that in a lot of ways of... Oh, Naomi. Didn't you just love Naomi Wildman?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Mr. Worf. Fire.
And now the conclusion of show 43 of the Lutrec Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lutrec Show. Show number 43, part 2, for Monday, February 22nd, 2010.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
And now, a man whose first words spoken as a baby were "Beam me up, Scotty," long before they were mama or dada. Your host, Lou Costanzo. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lutrec Show. I'm your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Our main webpage is www.lutrecshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is lutrecshow, and that is all one word, @gmail.com. You can even leave comments on the main page after each show, and where you see each show is listed on the bottom of, somewhere on the bottom of that entry, it says no comments or it says two comments. Click that and you can leave a comment for the show, and so far the only thing I get is spam. I must be up to a couple hundred spam things that I've deleted over time. You can follow us on Twitter by going to lutrecshow.com/Twitter. You can even send his voicemail on Skype. Go into lutrecshow.com/Skype. And, you know, I do that a lot. So I'm actually going to put a thing in there before this show goes out. But in the meantime, you can plug in Lutrec Show on Skype. And the only thing that the lutrecshow.com/Skype will be is just a page saying, hey, why don't you go ahead and just plug me in, and this is how you do it. I'll try and get that soon. If I don't get it by the time this shows up, it'll be by next week. And what else? We have the forums. They're still up, and they're still not used. I think I've got about 4 legitimate signups, and the rest have all been spam, so they get axed out very quickly. Even though, to sign up, you've got to read the, you know, the rules of the board, and obviously people don't read those. They just click, okay, I agree, and then they sign up using information that's on a website called StopForumSpam.com, and it's amazing. Their IP address is recorded, their name is recorded, everything they've used to do spam on other forums is recorded on that website, and so when I see it's red, I don't even bother with finding out why. They're just immediately ignored. And the IP is also blocked, so when they try it again, they get a thing that says, sorry user, but you have been banned. So please, sign up for the forums. Let's get some legitimate signups. So, let's continue on our discussion about the Equinox.
Ladies and gentlemen! And now, a man who faces 5 pain sticks and kills his chatish, all before having his gach for breakfast, your co-host, Brian Dentimore.
Koi kelet poop lod, koi poop bet poo, yak bo mat bo jesu me, say mak shoo me boo.
Hey, Brian, you know, it's, I don't know why, but it sounds to me like she's saying, say what you may, fool. Listen to that again.
Yes, you me, say my you may,
ooh. Okay, she ain't.
Say my chew, my, it's say my chew.
Chew me, say my chew may, ooh.
My goo. God, my Klingon is atrocious.
Well, that's good enough. I'll accept that. Okay, so how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I'm actually kind of anxious, ready to get the second part of this because last week I took all the hits on Ransom's bad conduct as a Starfleet officer. Now it's Janeway's turn to show her ugly side of her command abilities.
Ain't that the truth? Oh my goodness, you are absolutely right.
And here again, here was the best example I had last week that the character of the captain, okay, Janeway went so extreme because of what Ransom did that she crossed the line just as bad as Ransom did.
Mm-hmm.
What she did is a line I wouldn't have crossed, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have done what Ransom done to try to get back home, but in the same breath, I wouldn't have done what Janeway tried to do in the cargo bay. And Chakotay was right.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to back Chakotay on this. Chakotay understood why. He understood why, and he tried to, and he did his best to stop it. He was well within his rights to do it too.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll get to it.
We'll get here soon. But
yep.
Yeah, this is where Lou turns into evil Lou, and I turn into good Klingon.
You're gonna be the good cop for a change.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, before we do, I mentioned this to Brian, and I'm hoping by the time you hear this, not only by the time you folks hear this, but by the time future people hear this, that you know we can report good news next week. But as it turns out, Andrew Koenig, Walter Koenig's son, is missing in Vancouver, Canada. So, please, you know, check out the news reports and see what it says, see what the update is. But as of right now, you know, Walter is very concerned. You know, we've been trying to get him his star. Well, now let's just, you know, find him his child. Let's forget the star right now, right? You know.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping, I'm praying that, you know, Andrew will be fine. I'm not talking about Andrew as if I'm good friends with him, but still, let's just hope that he is fine. And as I said, in the future, as you're listening to this, you're going to know the outcome of this story. And I'll say for the record that if it turns out bad, he will be in our prayers, I'm sure. So. Okay, so what do you think now, Brian? Should we find out where Janeway crossed the line?
Yes, let's find out where Janeway turns evil on us.
Okay, we are now currently on Star Trek Voyager. And this is going to be off of season six, disc one. And, you know, it depends on, I'm sure it's going to be the first episode on the disc. But anyway, we're starting at the beginning, or not at the beginning of the movie, we're going to start at the second part, where you're going to hear the episode. I'll adjust the volume as needed so we can talk over it. But here we go, and Brian should be hearing what I'm, or seeing what I'm seeing. And right now,
last time on Star Trek Voyager.
Let's do the recap.
Stay the course! They're breaking through! Moving down if we don't get the shield back up! Arm yourself!
Who attacked you?
We don't know. We can't communicate with them. They've been attacking us for weeks.
Your crew has been running criminal experiments here.
I know. I designed them.
You? It's a violation of your programming.
They deleted my ethical subroutines.
It's easy to cling to principles when you're standing on a vessel with its bulkheads intact, manned by a crew that's not starving.
It's never easy. But if we turn our backs on our principles, we stop being human. I'm putting an end to your experiments. And you are hereby relieved of your command.
I rerouted transporter control to a panel in the next junction. We can...
I want to talk to you about that firefight, too.
What do you mean
too?
They've got it?
I don't know how, but they beamed it off of Voyager.
We're going home. We can't let Voyager stop us now. Not when we're this close.
Shields are down.
Arm yourself.
Get us out of here.
And now the conclusion.
Okay, I'm going to pause right here. Remember, could you see everything that was on my monitor here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you see the firefight between when they were all making their way, including the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that they were using the stun setting or the kill setting on the Voyager crew members?
Stun.
Okay, so when those officers woke up, why didn't either one of them say, you know, Captain, the strangest thing, I could have sworn I saw the doctor was one of those people.
Because the doctor was backed away line of sight. That's why they couldn't see him.
Oh, I'll show it to you.
Plus, he pulled off his emitter, too. So that
Well, that's kinda... true. But here, we're going to watch it again. Just this part.
I rerouted transporter control to a panel in the next junction.
Okay, see, he's behind Ransom. As we're looking at it, he's on the left side behind Ransom. Then Marla is on the right side, and I don't remember his name.
The big guy has a big sound voice.
He's on the right behind Marla. So now we continue on. There's that first shot that just went through. Now, that's the Voyager shot.
You can still see he's behind Grant.
You can
you
still
really can't tell who it is.
No, what? Let's keep going, though. Here, I can do fast forward. Frame by frame. Ransom turns his head. Now, they all duck, of course. So you can't really see who he is. Right there you could, just for a flash. But let's say here they are looking at him to fire. He just fired. She just fired. Now, let's go to the next scene. There's Doctor right there. I mean, those shots are going right between the Doctor's head. And there, the Doctor's now turning around. Matter of fact, a shot just really grazed his head. It's amazing.
No, it's the explosion after the first shot.
Sure, you got
There's
it.
The second shot right there getting yep. landing.
There you go. But still, he's now turning around and running. I guess it's possible they just didn't see him. But where's that guy
but
going?
They probably wouldn't have not recognized him. They probably thought he was just another crewman.
I don't know. How could he not know the doctor? Everybody knows the holographic doctor. So anyway, here we are back.
Maintain course.
And now the conclusion. So now we're going through our intro. So anyway, while that's doing, I just thought, you know, that's a little odd. But we're taking up way too much time, Luce. Shut up. And, you know, I was thinking...
No, it's good points. I mean, you're bringing up good points. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, Lou.
I know, I don't like taking this much time on, you know, silly things. But really...
It's not silly, it's... People probably have had questions, and this is why we do this type of show,
yeah.
Lou, is to give answers to those questions to people, or at least give an opinion
yeah.
of what that situation is, and then hopefully people, as they listen to it, will come on and say, well, I was there.
Oh, yeah. I agree with
see,
you.
I didn't see.
You know,
maybe the two security officers who played those parts,
you know, really,
might be listening to our show one day, and they'll come on and say, we can answer that question for you. No, we didn't see the doctor. Or, yes, we did see the doctor.
Yeah, really. That'd
but
be
they
nice.
Had a part that's dead or alive.
Yeah. Yeah, would be. A, yeah, we don't know if they're dead or alive.
Yeah.
Although, you know, what's really weird, I noticed that when they got hit by the phasers, there was like, spark coming out of their body, which usually, from what I remember on phasers on stun, they just, you know, you get shot, you're down. I don't really remember seeing big sparks flowing out of your chest. So it makes me wonder if they were killed. So
we'll find out one day.
I'll try and find out who they are. You know, dead crewman number one, dead crewman number two, I don't know. So here we go. Janeway and two officers are running out, and they just ditched her. Now she's on her own. Where'd they go? And I don't understand the point of these big, bulky rifle. Ew, isn't he ugly? There's a dead alien laying there. Hey, why not infuse some of that compound and put it in your warp core? Come on. He's dead. You didn't mean to do it. So, now we're in sick bay.
I don't see the two security officers yet.
No, they ditched her. You know, they probably looked, saw the dead creature and said, I ain't going near that, and went the other way.
No, I'm talking about the one that the Eagle Knock shot.
Ah, yeah. Yes, true. Excuse me. Well, don't bother.
I've got him stabilized, but he's got internal injuries.
We found your emitter on deck 9.
Now, here's a question for you. Excuse me. I hope you guys don't mind that if I do that. He just said, you better start with Chakotay. Now, think about it. The Equinox doctor, who's now on the Voyager sick bay, had no idea who Chakotay was. Why would he have known her? So he just went right to Chakotay.
We should all be focusing our efforts on finding the Equinox.
There we go. First things first. There goes her obsession.
Our enemies aren't the aliens. They're the humans aboard the Equinox. It's crucial that you don't...
It's crucial that you don't argue with me. And here is Ransom on his nice private beach. I want one of those.
Who is it?
What would you do with one of those, Brian?
Klingon battle simulators.
Kind of like the Klingon World of Warcraft thing?
Yeah.
I'm glad. I've been using this synaptic stimulator. I was just taking a stroll.
Oh, I want a stimulator, too.
You're welcome to try.
Synaptic and otherwise.
State your intentions.
State your intentions.
Once we get our enhanced warp drive back online, we'll be on our way home.
Sure.
But it'll still take months to get there.
Ow! Didn't we establish it would only take... Well, it'd take a couple months.
You can become part of this crew. I prefer the latter.
I'd prefer the brig.
You know, Janeway's not the only captain who can help you explore your humanity.
Now, how would he know about that?
He would be an inferior role model.
Janeway clung to her morality at the expense of her crew. Maybe you should learn from that mistake.
Her only mistake was trusting you.
That's telling him, Seven.
Take care of her wound.
Hey, he can't touch her like that. That's sexual harassment, isn't it? But anyway, so far...
Just because he's fulfilling his wet dream don't mean that that you can't be jealous about it.
I am, very much. Like earlier... When he finds her on his private beach, she's in her dress. Remember that?
You know,
mm-hmm.
God, you know, no Borg implants, no anything. Boy, she was looking fine.
I'll be damned.
You will be. So will I.
A replacement.
Oh, here's the comedic timing of Doctor.
Was attacked by their EMH. So he downloaded you into our database.
Good.
Treat your friend.
Priming the injectors.
Marla to bridge.
Go ahead.
We're ready.
Acknowledged.
Infuse the enhanced warp drive with 20 isograms of the compound.
Of the compound. That helps him sleep at night, calling it compound.
Warp drive ready.
Engage.
What happened?
Power relays are offline. They've been encoded.
Gee, how'd that happen?
Give us the codes.
No.
She won't give us the codes.
Now here's some good timing. Listen to this.
The cranial infrastructure is highly complex. You'll need months just to figure out what she had for breakfast.
That's why you're going to help us.
I refuse.
Do it, or I'll erase your program.
Be my guest.
Doctor.
Don't worry, they need me.
Now, here's what I just don't get. Here, Ransom goes over to the computer and woof.
All right, Doctor.
Here comes Dr. Jekyll, or was it Mr. Hyde? Who was the worst one?
Very well. She'll try to resist.
Dr. Jekyll. I mean, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, too.
He'll be a little more cooperative now. You keep me posted.
Aye, Captain.
It's just amazing. Way, you press a few buttons. I mean, didn't Dr. Zimmerman think about that? Do I really want people to just delete his ethical subroutines like that?
Well, towards the end of the show, you'll find out something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Commander, somebody's got to start trusting somebody around here.
Delay that order. I appreciate your optimism, but in this case, weapons.
Weapons. Yes.
Ready to transmit.
Oh, poor Harry. He's been turned into a different alien. He's died a couple times. And now he's about to go face to face with whatever this thing is. And there he goes. Wow! Right over to Harry. Hey, you're cute. You're cute. Wait, are you Asian? You are. Oh, get away from me! And then he flies off. Now that was a sucky thing to say. God, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, guys. Because we all know how much I love Garrett Wong, right? Do we really need to go into that?
Shields are holding at 62%.
No, because Brian's heard enough
of it.
That
should buy us another few minutes of peace and quiet. I suggest we make the most of it. Focus your efforts on repairing the warp drive. We've got to find the Equinox.
It's all the same to you. I'd like to take another stab at the message. If we can rework...
They're not listening, Chakotay. We should be tracking Ransom, not tinkering with adverbs.
So why can't he check out the message while everybody else fixes the...
First officer's advice?
Warp core.
Our deflector's losing power, and when it fails, we'll be defenseless. It's Voyager we should be worrying about, not the Equinox.
You'd make a great first officer. It's advice worth taking.
Maybe so, but we have a crew member trapped on that ship.
Is this really about Seven, or is it about Ransom?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've been known to hold a grudge. This man betrayed Starfleet, he broke the Prime Directive, dishonored everything you believe in.
And pissed you off.
Or Corrosion, Malon, we've run into our share of bad guys. Ransom's no different.
Yes, he is. You said it yourself. He's human. I don't blame you for being angry. But you can't compromise the safety of this ship to satisfy some personal vendetta.
I appreciate your candor. Now let me be just as blunt. You're right, I am angry. I'm damned angry. He's a Starfleet captain. And he's decided to abandon everything this uniform stands for. He's out there right now, torturing and murdering innocent life forms just to get home a little quicker. I'm not going to stand for it.
Amen.
I'm going to hunt him down no matter how long it takes, no matter what the cost. If you want to call that a vendetta, go right ahead.
No, at this point I'm still with her. He betrayed that uniform. He made the Federation in what it definitely does not stand for. So at this point, I'm still with her. Track his ass down and give it a good kicking.
Why did you bring us here?
This planet has a parthenogenic atmosphere. It'll keep us from being detected while we make repairs.
We also found a few deuterium deposits.
Take it away, Team Noah, and see if you can localize the ore.
You won't be protected from the aliens. Arm yourselves with phasers. At the first sign of trouble, we'll beam you back.
Aye, sir.
The ocular node's connected to the sensory node. The sensory node's connected
just
to
do the... Do the D. Node. Don't be the singing the nursery rhyme the about it.
Node. Oh, now don't look so gloomy. There's a silver lining to all this. Just think. We're finally going to see Earth.
You're obviously delusional. Allow me to repair your program.
Now why would I want you to do that? You of all people should understand. Being unfettered by ethical subroutines... has made me far more efficient.
Status.
I'm going to extract her cortical array. It contains an index of her memory engrams. But once I've removed it, her higher brain functions, language, cognitive skills, will be severely damaged.
Oh, how casual. Just like clipping a toenail.
Tell me the codes.
No.
Janeway was right about one thing. You are unique. It would be a shame to lose you.
Your compassion is irrelevant.
Do you think this is easy for me? The sight of you on that table. But you're leaving me no choice.
No choice.
No
you
choice.
You say that frequently. You destroy life forms to attain your goals.
He has no choice.
And claim that they left you no choice. Does that logic comfort you?
But you know what you were saying last week about how, you know, they're starving and all this stuff. But really,
pause
what?
For a second.
I can't. All right, can't folks. Let's pause. Pause for a let's pause the DVD at 14:35.
Okay. Okay. Here they are debating what we debated all last week.
Mm-hmm.
What was what the Equinox did was right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it was wrong. Yeah. I openly have admitted it. But in his situation, and with using his logic, yeah, he did the best he could do with what he had. I personally would have done something a little different. Mm-hmm. I would have used that tactical brain of his. I would have got myself a bigger-ass ship.
Yeah.
Continued on, okay, where I could at least defend myself. Okay, a good Kazon ship would have been great. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Or anything else, because you can always transfer the technology from one ship to the other.
No, you can't.
Okay, and then destroy the Equinox so nobody can get whatever you left. Okay, but that's me.
How would you okay. get that? How would you get that ship?
I find a tactical way of boarding her.
Pirating.
Hey, that's a lot better than killing.
But, obviously, they're not just going to say, oh, you need to get back home? By all means, here, take my ship. So what do you do now? You
never know what he could have found. We never knew what his... We have an idea what his path is from the book of the star maps for mm-hmm. Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have somewhat of an idea of his path. He could have found himself a Kazon ship and found a way to knock out the crew, to capture it, and put them on a planet somewhere.
Hmm.
And then taken the Kazon ship and moved on. Okay. Janeway walked in with a battleship, okay? Mm-hmm. He's walking in here with what would be equivalent to a unarmed frigate.
But well, okay. He's armed, obviously. But still, okay. It's about morals. I mean, is it morally right to abandon some ship that just happened to be going past you at the time? I mean, they didn't do anything to you. For all you know...
I wouldn't have went against an ally. I would have went somebody who was attacking me. The Kazon would have been attacking him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's part of the reason why he's got almost all the battle... A lot of the reason why he's got some of the battle damage he had in the first place is because he was dodging the Kazon. Okay? He could have used that tactical mind of his. He was noted for his tactics, okay?
Sure.
He could have found a way to capture one of the Kazon ships. Okay? I'm just stating that there he did have options.
Mm. Yeah.
He just chose to take an option that was the last resort for him, basically.
Sure. Now, are you saying that a Kazon ship would have been better than his?
I think if he would have found one that was more attack-worthy or more defendable, yeah.
We're talking about a race that doesn't know how to make water.
Okay, well, their warships were almost the equal to...
Yeah. That's
Voyager.
I often wondered that. What do they use for coolant? You know, everything they use for coolant has to be some kind of water
base.
They can
transfer replicators onto that ship.
But they don't have... Well, no, because when... Well, that's it's possible if you do it the right way. But don't forget the Kazon ship that was destroyed by a replicator that... What's her name? Seska tried to give them, so... I don't know, man. It's hard to say, but I have, really, when it comes down to morals, I have a hard time dealing with the idea that just so they can get home, even if they never made it home, you know, that's the risk you take when you sign up for Starfleet. You could die in an explosion, you could be lost in the Delta Quadrant, but that, you know, you take that risk, but you don't do that, and, you know, they don't say, so help you. Unless, of course, you could find some alien race and kill them and use their body parts to get you home quicker. That's just... I don't know. To me, it's just a morality thing. Is this very serious flaw there. I don't know. But...
Again, each captain is different.
Oh, no. Each captain should be the same. They should all... No. It should be cookie cutters.
Then you won't have a strong group of captains. That was one of the reasons. Remember back when they had the back, when Worf went over and went back to the Klingon Empire and served on Kern's ship?
Yeah.
Okay. Data was in charge of the, what was it? Was it the Hornblower? It was the ship that Horatio had, that Spanish ship he captured.
Yeah, I got you. I know
okay.
what you're talking about. He disobeyed an order.
Data was ordered to retreat back, and he did something completely different.
Yeah.
Starfleet wants their captains to be smart, intelligent, and think on their own.
But the difference okay. there, I know where
but
you're heading.
But they applied the Prime Directive as means for them to how they should be acting out there in space.
But he couldn't acknowledge. If I remember correctly, Data couldn't acknowledge, because if he did, the enemy would have gotten a tactical advantage over them. He just had to just do it, and, you know, it was the Romulans, weren't they? You know, the Romulans were trying to help the Klingons, so he had to just do it, and then everybody understood. And, of course, you're right. Starfleet doesn't want officers who will blindly follow orders. But I think it's a different matter of Captain Picard would go into a nebula that Janeway would stay out of. That there is a different story of would Captain Picard, you know, do genocide on an alien race just to get home quicker, whereas Janeway would say no. That's where I think each captain should be the same.
We don't know because each captain is different. Each captain views the Prime Directive differently. Okay?
Yeah. But I think there has to be some points of the Prime Directive that each one have to agree on. You know,
when the Prime Directive is broken, captains are severely punished for what Prime Directive they've busted, depending on what it was.
Oh, I'd love to know what they would have done to Ransom.
They would have executed. Except on one Prime Directive, and he didn't bust that, so he'd had life in prison.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. He would have had life in prison for what he'd done. Now, what Jane Wayne does here in a little bit would have also gotten her life in prison.
Yeah. All right, let's continue on, guys. We're still at 1435, and we're going to start it right now. So, the doctor just told him that, hey, I'm going to end up killing her to do this. And he says, yeah, go for it. Another killing.
Our warp drive's back online, but repeated sensor sweeps have failed to locate the Equinox. Come in.
Now we get an idea of what Ransom is.
Yeah.
You wanted to see me?
It's not like you to submit recommendations in writing.
The last time we spoke, you weren't exactly receptive.
A.K.A. she was rather
receptive this time
bitchy
either.
At the moment.
It's an interesting idea, but the Ankari are 50 light years in the wrong direction.
I understand that. But they're the ones who introduced Ransom to these life forms. It stands to reason they might be able to communicate with them, tell them to call off their attacks.
Our first priority.
And he's absolutely right. Ransom. Why not try and communicate with these things? You know, leave our ship alone, and we'll take care of those humans for you.
Without his enhanced drive, his ship's only capable of warp 6. I've been studying his service record.
Yeah, which direction? Left, right, up, down, what?
With hostile aliens. It seems that when he's being pursued, he tends to hide. At Epsilon 4, he ran into a Klingon bird of prey. Played a game of cat and mouse for 3 days in a nebula before the Klingons finally gave up. 2 years later, he eluded a Romulan warbird by taking his vessel into the atmosphere of a gas giant. Go to Astrometrics. Start looking for the kind of place you'd hide if your ship was damaged.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't think she liked that. Now,
see, this tells you the character of each captain. That's one of the nice things about Starfleet. They keep a record of the captain's military history.
Yeah.
So now Janeway has an idea of how Ransom thinks when he's in combat.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm going to pause because I want to make a comment about what he's about to do. So I'm pausing now at 1634. Sorry, guys. Yeah, you're right. And obviously they make those logs not thinking that another Starfleet captain would be using them against them. So that's why she was able to see so much information on what he would do and come up with a psychological profile, right?
Yeah.
So now as far as this little device that he's about to put on his... I don't know what they call it, part of the ear, you know. Cerebral cortex, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's just right below the ear on the neck.
Yep. And now he's on his private beach. And the water's flowing over the rocks. And we see... Oh, nice pair of legs. Yo! Those are called 7 of 9 legs.
These programs have people.
No, just landscapes. Why?
Why?
Forget it.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I saw a Borg.
I'm reading a vein of ore.
Now, here we are with
30 meters. It could run pretty deep. We might need to use phasers to excavate it.
Equinox crew on a planet. He's talking about how it was just like McKinley Park.
This place looks just like it. As I recall, there was a family of ground squirrels who lived right over there.
Right over there?
Poison ivy next to it. When I was 10, I walked right through it, and I swelled up like a Regalian bloodworm. When I get back to Earth, first thing I'm going to do is see...
Ouch. They got jumped by Chakotay and crew. So, Equinox doesn't even know Voyager's there.
Receiving a subspace transmission.
From who?
I can't tell.
I don't see a ship out there. Open a channel.
Doctor to Equinox. Respond.
We can hear you.
Voyagers found you. They've entered orbit. They polarized their hull to mask their approach. I believe they've already planned an ambush on the away team. Janeway's been tracking the Equinox.
Get him back.
You know how easy it is to put out a covert transmission to the enemy ship on Voyager? You ever notice that?
Well, you gotta remember, doctor. They think the doctor's not is their doctor.
Yeah, of course, but still, anybody can put out a secret transmission to the enemy. Look how many times. 30,000 kilometers. See, I'm not good with names. Well, I try to be good with names. Not Joe Carey, but Michael Jonas. Look how many times he was able to get transmissions to the Kazon just by using the... I don't know, what was it? The waste extraction or something?
I can't. It's just too easy. Generator. Can you divert more power to sensors?
Stand by. They've damaged our deflector, Captain. If it goes offline, we'll be vulnerable to the alien attacks.
Noted. Target is weapons array.
We lost our phaser bank.
Torpedoes full spread.
Uh-oh.
It's B'Elanna. She's trying to bypass our security protocols.
Stop her.
Computer, open a comm link to the Equinox. Workstation 33, Beta.
Vax, listen to me.
Back for round 2, BLT?
This isn't one of our games. People are dying over here.
I wish you didn't have to be one of them.
Vax, please.
Aw, he's cold, isn't he?
Shields are weakening.
We've almost got them. Keep targeting their weapons array. One more torpedo ought to do it.
Captain.
Fire.
See, even Tuvok saying, look, you're getting a little bit too far.
Weapons are down.
Janeway to Ransom. Surrender your vessel.
We still have thrusters, don't we?
And what, prepare to be boarded?
Lay in a course through the planet's atmosphere.
60-degree vector.
I don't get this. Is it very tactical to follow the same course as him? Why can't they just stay above and watch him?
We're crossing the upper thermosphere.
Phasers.
Shields are weakening. 31%. 29%. Inertial dampers are offline.
If we lose our shields, we'll be attacked by the aliens.
Captain!
Break off pursuit.
Okay, so now they broke off pursuit and they're leaving the planet orbit or something? Thermosphere?
Mm-hmm.
So now they're... Now Equinox got out and went to warp. How come the Equinox didn't suffer the same damage going through there?
At least we didn't come away empty-handed.
Because they're already damaged.
Yeah. Now here is where you raise the best point of, she's looking at this guy thinking, how many ways I can kill you? Well, there's only one way that matters.
Or what?
Or what?
You hit me?
Uh-huh.
No, Krullin. I'll drop the shields around this room and let your little friends come pay you a visit.
That would be murder.
You could also call it poetic justice.
I suppose the plan is that you're going to come to my rescue now, right?
There's no plan as far as I know. The captain's on her own.
Ransom status now.
And sliding over the deep end.
No way in hell.
We all make our own hell, Mr. Lessing. I hope you enjoy yours. The comm is active. We'll be outside if you have a change of heart.
Pretty soon he's not going to not only need a change of heart, he's going to need a change of clothing.
What are you doing?
Aren't you listening?
Don't do this.
He'll break.
Bridge to the captain. We've lost shields in Section 29 Alpha.
I know. Stand by.
He's a loyal officer. He's not going to betray his captain. Put up the shields.
He'll break.
Captain!
As you were.
And he can't take it no more, so...
Level 9 authorization required.
Damn it, Captain!
You're panicking. He's going to talk.
Captain, panicking? He's going to have a panic attack.
Understood.
I thought he was going to stun her or something.
Okay. You've demonstrated your loyalty to your captain. Fine. Now let's talk about the Ankari.
He should be relieved of command of his duty because of that.
There's an Ankari vessel less than 2 light years from here. Why haven't we detected it?
Apparently, they use a unique form of propulsion, which makes them hard to find.
You think they'll be willing to help us?
It's worth a try. Mr. Lessing has agreed to show you how to adjust the sensors. Once you find the Ankari ship, set a course.
Aye, sir.
Did our prisoner disclose any other information?
Interesting question.
Not. The rest of you continue.
What do you think? The doctor's worried about getting busted?
No, he's worrying about trying to tell Ransom he's got problems.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to try it your way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I want to make one thing clear.
Our first priority is to get Ransom. If there's one thing you've made clear, it's that.
We've had our disagreements, Chakotay. But you've never openly opposed me.
You almost killed that man today.
It was a calculated risk, and I took it.
It was a bad call.
I'll note your objection in my log.
I don't give a damn about your log. This isn't about rules and regulations. It's about right and wrong. And I'm warning you. I won't let you cross that line again.
Well, then you leave me no choice.
Boot him out the airlock.
You're hereby relieved of duty until further notice.
Wow.
I would have relieved her right then and then under the
same question.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he's going to go back to his quarters, maybe have a drink, get some accoutrement going on.
They're not responding.
Of course they're not.
Captain, the Ankara ship has done nothing.
Just do it.
We're being hailed.
On screen.
Starfleet.
Yes.
Leave us alone. There's nothing of value on our ship.
We need your guidance. Your spirits of good fortune are attacking us.
Of course they are. You've been killing them.
We are not the ones responsible.
Equinox.
That's right. Can you communicate with the aliens?
Release my ship.
I can't do that. Not until you agree to talk to them.
I will summon them. But you must talk to them. You must convince them.
There we go. Well, let's talk to him.
They say they want the humans to die.
A difficult place to start a negotiation.
Will they understand me?
Yes.
They'll understand her, but she can't understand them.
They don't believe you would harm your own kind.
We have rules for behavior. The Equinox has broken those rules by killing your species. It's our duty to stop them.
Give us the Equinox. Give us the Equinox. They insist on destroying the ones who are responsible.
We will punish.
Actually, it sounded like they were saying, give us the Equinox. And then they said, give us 7 of 9.
They will lose their freedom.
All right. If you stop your attacks, I'll deliver the Equinox to you.
Captain.
I know what I'm doing, Tuwa.
These beings would destroy Captain Ransom and his crew.
What's their answer?
Your behavior is irrational. We could find another solution.
I've already confined my first officer to quarters. Would you like to join him?
Oh, well, there's a good threat.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of agree with her on that, too.
Going to need more fuel.
You know, obviously, Ransom gave her no choice but to give him up.
Is that the euphemism we're using now? You mean we need to kill more life forms?
Several more.
Several more.
Now, see, Ransom's not liking this. Anymore.
There you go. Now, he's starting to turn. He's starting to realize this ain't worth it.
Clementine. How much longer?
Another hour, maybe less. You are lost and gone forever.
Dreadful, sorry, Clementine.
What are you doing?
Really? What are you doing?
Processor. We used to practice duets together. In fact, I taught her this old chestnut. Light she was and like a fairy.
And her shoes were number 9.
Herring boxes without tops.
Sandals were for Clementine.
Drove she ducklings to the water.
Enough.
Why the long face, Captain? You're about to get your crew home. She tried to stand in your way. You had no choice.
Huh. No choice. Thank you, Doctor.
When this is all over, perhaps you'll allow me to teach you my repertoire. I'm going to need a new partner.
So if he would have been justified in doing what he was doing, how come he's now feeling so guilty?
I can't figure out why. The only thing I can think of is a 7 of 9 in that hollow world he lives in.
Yeah.
Is making him.
Well, now
but he kind of felt bad. Part of the way, you could tell when he was abandoning Voyager that he really screwed the pooch.
Oh yeah. And there's 7 of 9 again. Or no, this has to be Annika. Oof, dang! Look at that. Not that. That. Hello, Blondie.
You.
You?
What are you doing here?
Hiding, like you.
I'm not hiding.
It's beautiful.
Does she have blue eyes?
I can see why this brings you comfort.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Brian?
But it is.
I can't tell.
Huh. You're not real.
Oh, maybe the connection's not as good. But
it's not too late to stop.
They look blue.
I don't have a choice.
Yes, she does. Look,
beauty,
way.
Isn't there's she?
Way.
Stop trying to
big
hide.
Puffy
I
lips.
I'm not hiding. Now get away from me.
And this.
No.
But I'm gonna pause. Oh, she doesn't look too good there, does she?
Bridge to ransom.
Oh, look, he was about to start crying.
Go ahead.
Janeway's found us.
Of course she has.
On my way.
Yeah.
Distance.
50,000 kilometers closing fast.
Maintain course. Voyager's approaching at high warp. There's a Class 2 nebula less than a light year from here. Janeway's sensors won't be able to track us once we're inside. I think that we should pursue this.
No. Board. Open a channel.
Change of tactics.
You might say that. It's time we found another way home.
Another way?
We're going to cooperate with Janeway, Max. If she's willing.
Rudy, with all due respect, have you lost your mind?
Just the opposite.
They're within range.
I wonder why they call him Rudy.
Hail them.
Belay that order. Raise shields.
You're relieved of duty, Commander.
I'm taking command. Anyone who isn't with me, speak up now. Take him to the brig.
I'm sorry.
Now, see, Ransom was right for what he did, because he needed time to realize that what he did was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Secure channel to their now he realizes it.
My weapons.
Aye, sir.
I think this is funny. He gets a call, so what's he do? He drops the instrument he was working with. So was he ever really trying to heal these people?
I'm here.
We're going to need your help, Doctor. See if you can find Voyager's current shield frequency.
Acknowledged. I'll need a few minutes.
And there's another thing. Why would tactical screens like the frequency of the shield be available to sickbay? And another, here's another question for you. She just volleyed 5 torpedoes at the Equinox. Didn't
two.
They? No. Back it up. There was 2 shots. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 shots at the Equinox. Didn't they say in like one of the first few episodes they had 32 torpedoes and no way to replace them?
Yeah, but they've managed to replace them over time.
I wonder how they did that.
We'll need to access transport control.
Same way they would any other time. Replicator.
Suppose so. Just like, where did they find all the parts to keep replacing destroyed shuttlecrafts and runabouts?
Well, they get them at star bases.
Nah. What? Star bases? No, I'm talking about Voyager out in the Delta Quadrant. Where do they keep getting spare replacement parts to, make new runabouts that they've destroyed?
Yeah, I know. I keep asking that question, too. That's something we might have to ask Paramount.
Yeah. Or if we can ever get Garrett on, maybe he might have a theory. Oh, but he was kind enough to say he'd give us a call sometime and get on. And I'm sure hell will be very, very chilled before that happens. Now, they remodulate it, and the new frequency is on the screen, so the doctor gives it to him. Wow.
Tuvok. I've been rotating the shield frequency every 10 seconds.
We've lost impulse engines.
We're being hailed. It's Ransom.
Put him through.
Captain, I'm prepared to surrender the Equinox, but I'm no longer in command.
Max decided to stage a little mutiny.
Max!
I think I can stop him. I've isolated transporter control. I can beam all of us to Voyager. You might want to have some guards standing by. Not everyone here is going to be happy to see you.
Proceed.
Ma'am?
He's still a Starfleet captain. He may have forgotten that for a while. But I believe him.
Someone's trying to beam us off. Force fields!
They're deflecting our targeting scanners.
Then beam the others to Voyager. Yourself included. I'll take care of Max.
Aye, sir.
Computer, give me access to the shield grid.
Well, I see you've made yourself at home. What are you doing here?
Taking back my sick bay.
Stop where you are. I've planted photonic charges throughout these holo projectors. With one command sequence, I can blow out your entire...
Computer, delete Equinox EMH.
He wasn't prepared for that.
The doctor's not transmitting
anymore. That was funny, wasn't it?
Doctor report.
With one command, I could...
Physicians no longer on call.
Well, see, Doc don't have that. His doctor never had that privilege.
Bridge my current location. Yeah.
His doctor. Voyager's doctor did.
Yeah. Oh, there's two of those aliens that hitting the warp core.
Voyager's brig.
It's better to be vaporized.
We still have a working shuttle.
The shuttle bay is two decks down. So the alien.
Might as well be 2 light years away for them, boys. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
There's only one life sign left. It's Ransom.
How did they know that?
Captain.
Things didn't work out exactly as I planned.
Brian, you're quiet.
You got everyone worth getting.
I'm watching the thing.
Oh, no, we're not here to watch it. No. We're not here to watch it. Let's comment on as it goes along.
I mean, it's after the comment. They're dead. Whoopee.
Promise.
Captain.
Yeah, see, he's going down with the ship.
Well, naturally, that's what a captain does.
That's right. Mainly because he doesn't want to face the music when he gets back home.
Well, Ransom did what he should have done. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Now he's going to be heading... Oh, now he's on his private beach. But Seven's not there, unfortunately. Oh, how peaceful.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh, she's in front of him somewhere down there? I don't know. Maybe. Looking peaceful. Looking up at the clouds. As he's just about to get ripped apart.
Log supplemental. With the Equinox destroyed, the aliens have withdrawn to their realm. I've reinstated Chakotay, and we've set a course for home.
I wonder
good as new.
How many crew members were on the Equinox to begin with.
Well, we saw three. Well,
understood.
Who knows?
Unpleasantness. Well, because I was just thinking.
Size of it, probably maybe 100.
Yeah.
Your program was altered.
It's quite disconcerting to know that all someone has to do is flick a switch to turn me into Mr.
Hyde. It's...
Perhaps you should enhance your program with security protocols.
And the reason why I bring that up is we're going to see the lineup of how many crew members from there survived.
Thanks.
You were off-key.
I beg your pardon?
My darling Clementine, third verse, second measure.
That's impossible.
Your vocal modulation's deviated by 0.30 decihertz. I can assist you with that as well.
Oh. Really? Holodeck 2, tomorrow, 1600 hours. Just you, me, and a tuning fork.
I look forward to it.
I bet you he does too.
Sounds like a date to me.
Uh-huh. Too bad that romance didn't go on. Okay, here we go. One. Last time we Five. Crew members survived on the Equinox. Yes.
Two science officers and three command officers.
Yep. Good job, Captain Ransom.
You'll be expected to serve as crewman on this vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Your privileges will be limited.
Scrubbing plasma conduits.
And you'll serve under close supervision for as long as I deem fit.
Otherwise, cleaning toilets.
It's time you'll have to earn our trust. Dismissed.
Well, that's a way to get five new crew members.
There you go. She assimilated them.
Yep.
Coming along.
What'd you do on your time off?
How's the crew?
A lot of frayed nerves.
Boy, I tell ya. Janeway sure could use an animal guide right about now, couldn't she?
Neelix is organizing a potluck to help boost morale.
Will I see you there?
I'm replicating the salad.
I'll bring the croutons.
Boy, I wish I could replicate a family dinner.
Now this is a poignant right here.
Yep.
You know. You may have had good reason to stage a little mutiny of your own.
The thought had occurred to me. That would have been crossing the line.
Will you look at that?
No, I want you to look at this. And I've been thinking about this idea. You know the plaque that she's mm-hmm. holding that every ship has? Mm-hmm. I think we need to make our plaque.
All these battles. This thing's never fallen down.
You know
before.
What I mean? I think.
Yep.
I think of the top symbol on the top where it has a, the Starfleet insignia.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put our two insignias on top and then the Lou Trek show. And then credits on the bottom. Because have you ever seen their plaques up close?
Yeah.
Yep, they got Gene Roddenberry.
I have a picture of
name.
It.
Yeah.
I also have a picture of mine, too. Mm. I have one for the USS Gorkon.
All right, folks, and that is the end of Equinox Part 2.
Okay, here we go back with the discussion that I always wanted to bring up with the ship's captains.
Yeah.
Okay. Ship's captains will do what they deem necessary.
Yeah.
It's kind of the privilege of sitting in the captain's chair. They have to make the decisions. And the ones who are not afraid to make those decisions end up being in the captain's chair in the end. Mm-hmm. Okay. Janeway crossed the line. Ransom crossed the line. Both of them should have, in my opinion, both of them should deserve a lifelong sentence in some boot camp prison somewhere.
No. There's a difference. Big difference. Let's stop this here.
If Chakotay hadn't stopped, she was going to kill that man.
Yes, but she didn't.
Okay.
But she didn't kill him, so she didn't have the chance. If she had succeeded, then yes, she would have deserved.
She gave the Equinox up.
Mm-hmm.
That's against Starfleet regs.
No.
Ransom should have been captured and brought up for trial.
I'm thinking here.
Okay. No. Giving up Ransom to the other race was nothing but pure vindictiveness and completely against the ethics of Starfleet Command.
Okay, hold on. How about, do you think if Captain Picard did the same thing, would he be as equally responsible?
What, if Picard would have used another alien life form to get himself out of a situation?
Okay, let's put it this way. I'm thinking of Next Generation. I believe it was called The Wounded. And that's where Ben Maxwell was just, you know, one day just flipped because of what happened to his wife and child on Setlick 3.
What he was doing was legit. He knew the ships were carrying what the ships were carrying, and he had proof that they were masking it.
Still.
Okay. But Picard had to keep... Picard turned in a ship's captain to keep the peace. He was ordered because he didn't have no other choice.
Yes, but still, Starfleet...
And then he found a way to not do it.
Well, yeah, okay. But they, you know, they gave it to him. He gave him the codes, and just because they obviously still were overmatched by Ben Maxwell's ship, I mean, obviously, they tried to use the codes to destroy him, but it didn't work. But what I'm saying is that they told him, you must protect the peace no matter what the cost, and that's exactly what he did. He protected the peace by giving the codes to the Phoenix so they can destroy him. And what I'm saying is, if that's the case, he did that so Maxwell couldn't go kill any more Cardassians. She gave the Equinox to the aliens so that Equinox couldn't go kill more aliens. It's a parallel.
It's a miscarriage of justice.
Well, yeah.
And Starfleet Command made that order, not a ship's captain. That an order like that would have to come from Starfleet Command directly.
Well, of course.
Directly.
But I think
that didn't come from Starfleet Command directly. That came from Captain Janeway.
Yes, because
Janeway was wrong for giving that order.
Hold on, because in the absence of clear directives from Starfleet, she has to consider what have people done in the past? Well, this is what Starfleet has said that should be done in the past, so therefore it makes sense to do it now.
I disagree.
Okay. All right, folks. We disagreed.
Okay, they may have gave the codes to the Phoenix, but Picard made sure that the Phoenix got out of the situation with the Phoenix intact. Janeway could have found a way.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, he gave them the codes, and they tried to destroy him. It just didn't work. So what if they had destroyed him, though?
If Voyager would have destroyed Equinox?
I'm talking about if the Cardassians had destroyed Maxwell's ship, the Phoenix.
It would have been wrong. It was wrong to give him the codes.
Yeah, but he did, and that's why I was just trying to draw a parallel.
Because he was ordered to.
Yeah.
He didn't want to give those codes because he realized the same thing I'm realizing. You do that, you just open Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Janeway was wrong for trading the Equinox for her freedom. That's just as bad as the Equinox taking the life of the aliens to get home faster.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, so. It's like I said, this is where I come back with the first. Okay, I made a statement. Mm-hmm. I made it clear. Each captain views the Prime Directive as they see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're going to do what they feel is what they interpret the Prime Directive to be.
Yeah.
Each captain is different. Each captain is going to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I use case in point. What would have been the first thing I would have done? If I was stuck in a quadrant where I knew it was going to take me 100 years to get back, okay, I sure in the hell ain't going to walk around in an undefendable ship.
Definitely not.
Okay? So what would have been the first thing I would have done was find something more defendable.
Yeah.
Okay? An enemy ship. I just wouldn't go and pirate a ship. If I have someone attacking me, then I'm going to find a way to get one of their ships, even if it's just a slight migration up to a big enough ship like the Voyager to get home.
Yeah.
Okay? But see, there's, again, different view tactical situation in a different light. And the Equinox captain chose not to abandon the Equinox. He went running with a short range starship trying to make home on a long range trip.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he thought was necessary to get the job done. within the prime as he interpreted the prime directive. In the end, he knew he was wrong. Mm-hmm. And he sacrificed himself because of that. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
But like I said, Janeway was wrong by walking out of there and doing what she was doing. Oh, okay? Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was wrong to sell out the Equinox.
Definitely. Well, yeah, I don't know.
She should have court-martialed Ransom.
Yeah, definitely, if she could have.
Okay. She should have. Yeah. And told them, look, he's going to be court-martialed. He'll answer by the laws of our race. The other culture didn't put him up on trial. Okay? Their answer was killing.
Yeah, period. They wanted to kill
he's
him.
Hurt but eye for an eye.
As far as Janeway's position, though, that's what Tuvok said. He will be disciplined, punished in accordance with our law. And all they kept saying is they want the ransom. They want Equinox. They want Equinox. So obviously Janeway is never going to get any peace until she agrees. But anyway, all right. Well, hey, we can agree to disagree.
We agree to disagree. We said that right at the beginning too.
Yep.
Okay.
So
we both agree that both captains were wrong.
Yeah, we do. In their own way, they were very wrong. So, all right. Well, hey, it was good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, it's good to have us every week.
That's right.
Keep saying.
Yeah, and don't forget, folks, you know, we're going to be announcing this very often. We will be at TrekFest, which is going to be in late June, so go to TrekFest.com for more information. And I'm not even going to give you the information as to when, because I would rather you just go to TrekFest.com. And we will have a link to TrekFest. Do you think you're going to make it, Brian?
Looks like I'm going to make it. If I do, it'll be a one-day tripper.
And that's going to be the same for me. Yeah, it's going to be the same for me.
Well, because I'll probably be working that Friday.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay, good.
And then I'll leave as soon as that Friday. I'll leave as soon as we get out of work, because I'll just pack everything in the car and be ready to hit the road.
There you go. Whereas, it's only 2 hours, some hours away from me, and
I don't know if Claire's coming with me or the crew's coming with me. We're debating it now among the crew of whether or not we're going to come and come as a crew. But I'm hoping we can.
Well, you know, I don't know for sure. I know they probably want you and I for definitely sure. I'm not so sure if they want the Klingon Empire there. But, you know, I don't know.
Klingon Empire will be there anyway.
Yeah, probably. A few loose Klingons.
Actually, ICAF has a big following up there in Iowa.
Oh.
So does the Empire.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm prepared for it. So, TrekFest 2010. Check it out at TrekFest.com or follow the link on the main page, everyone.
And don't forget, we're also one of the highlight shows of the Starbase Indy in November this year too, as well,
which I'll probably predict that Brian will be doing alone this year, as that's going to be the safest bet, that you'll be doing it alone, but I will try.
Actually, I won't be doing it alone. I'll probably have Tim with me.
There you go. Tim, our magic man.
Our magic man and Klingon priest.
Yeah,
Klingon cleric.
I haven't heard from him in such a long time. I don't know if he still wants to be on the show.
Yeah, he does.
Good. Book him for next week. Book him, Dan'l.
Well, I'm getting ready to talk with him as soon as we hit the warp drive there, number one. I didn't say Navy. I said hit
I know,
hit the warp drive, number one.
But obviously you weren't prepared to say it, so I just did it anyway. I wanted to get it out of the way. All right, everybody. We thank you for downloading the show. We hope you liked our little debate. If you have any comments on it, I will read them on the next show. So please send your comments about what you just heard. LewTrekShow@gmail.com. Take care, everybody. And good night.
Kapla.